Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The latest forecasts show Hurricane Florence making landfall in the Carolinas, but it is already causing dangerous conditions on Georgia's beaches. GPB's Cindy Hill has more.
Rip current warnings are up for the entire Georgia coast. Tybee Island Mayor Jason Buelterman says people need to stay out of the water. Even wading can be dangerous.
You can be walking in a foot or 2 feet of water out there, and a big wave can come in, and as it goes back out, can take you off your feet and sweep you out to sea.
The National Hurricane Center says over half of hurricane deaths are drownings. Nationwide, 61 people have died so far this year as a result of rip currents or high surf, two of those in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
Paddling students is now a disciplinary policy at an East Georgia charter school. The Georgia School for Innovation and the Classics in Hepzibah near Augusta sent parents a letter last week asking permission to hit children with a wooden paddle. Parents who don't consent have to agree to up to 5 days of suspension for their children instead. The form says students will be spanked on the buttocks in an office with closed doors and should not be struck more than 3 times. Superintendent Jody Boulineau says the kindergarten through ninth grade school has received a little more than 100 of the forms back, and a third of them give consent to use the paddle. Boulineau says the corporal punishment won't be used often. Just a threat of it would be a deterrent. The Atlanta Braves and Cobb County Commissioners reached an agreement Tuesday over disputed fees regarding SunTrust Park. County officials claim the Braves owed them for system development fees like water and sewage. The Braves countered, saying Cobb owed them some $5 million. The settlement reached today will have the Braves pay the county $1.4 million. Cobb will reimburse the team for project management fees. An Alabama farm is recalling cage-free large eggs sold in Georgia that might be contaminated with salmonella. Gravel Ridge Farms is recalling eggs with best if used by dates between July 25th and October 3rd. The company is warning customers not to eat, sell, or serve the recalled eggs. This warning is the latest in a number of salmonella recalls that happened earlier this year, including cereal, melons, and other foods. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.